Good morning. Today we have a very relevant and interesting question as follows. When a Talmud Chacham walks in the room, everyone stands up at the same time. For example, you've been waiting in the auditorium of the Beis Medrash for that guest speaker, that Rebbe from that other yeshiva, that out-of-town Rav to come and speak, and he enters and everyone stands up. Is that the right thing to do? Or is that, in fact, the wrong thing to do? How could we possibly say that it's the wrong thing to do? Because we have been learning the halachas of standing up for either an elderly individual above the age of 70 or a Talmud Chacham, and we said that the obligation is triggered when that person walks within 4 amot circumference of where we are. If he hits that 4 amos, we're obligated to stand up. If it's outside that 4 amos, we're not obligated to stand up. And not only is it that we're not obligated to stand up, but a number of the poskim say that it's prohibited to stand up. Why? Because if you stand up too soon, they're still outside of the 4 amos, you are negating your ability to do the mitzvah because you've already stood up at a time where you weren't obligated. And then he comes closer and you're no longer able to do the mitzvah. It wasn't a mitzvah when the person was further away. It's only when he's within 4 amos of you, then you jump the gun and you're already standing. That negates the mitzvah. So accordingly, we would say the same thing when that Rav, that Rebbe, that Talmud Chacham walks in the room and you're not within 4 amos of him. You're further than 4 amos away. Maybe you are negating now your ability to do the mitzvah. So that's a critical question. So in fact, a number of the poskim of our generation, including the Gaon, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, says as follows, Shebaofen zeh shekamim kulam. If this is the case, that everyone is standing at the same time, even though you're outside of the sphere of the 4 amos, it is nikar, it is clear to everyone that you are standing because of that person. The concern, if you're more than 4 amos away, is that people don't realize you're standing for that Talmud Chacham because you're out of the 4 amos, so you're negating your ability to do the mitzvah. Now that everyone is standing at the same time, it's clear to everyone, even though you're outside of the 4 amos sphere, that 4 amos circumference, that you're standing because of the Talmud Chacham Meile. Gam im be'emes haya andiv shekol echad yamti melakum, even though it would be preferable that people would wait until that Rav, that Talmud Chacham, is within 4 amos. So you'd have it like a wave. As he gets closer and closer, he's walking in the room, those that are within the 4 amos, they would stand up, and then the others would stand up. And as he continues, although that would be preferable, nonetheless, because everyone is standing up, indeed, individuals who are not within the 4 amos can still stand up, because then you have an issue of al tifrash min hatzibur, don't separate yourself from the tzibur, follow suit, and you're not being mevatel the mitzvah in that specific scenario, even though you're outside of the 4 amos, because it's recognizable, it's obvious to everyone why you are standing up. So that would be an exception to the rule. The rule would be only within 4 amos, an exception to the rule. If everyone's standing in the same time, al tafrish min hatzibur, don't separate yourself from the tzibur, and you're still going to be mekayim the mitzvah because it's nikar, it's viewed by everyone, it's recognizable, it's obvious that you're standing because of that individual. And just to buttress that, the Birkei Yosef says as follows, that even though typically we don't say that when you're in a specific room or in a specific house, it is considered 4 amos. This is brought up in various contexts. Can you say that if you're in a specific room or the whole house, you treat the whole thing as 4 amos? Some people ask that question, I'm wearing a yarmulke. If the whole house is considered 4 amos and I have an obligation only to have a head covering, assuming that the obligation is only if you're walking more than 4 amos, but if the entire home is considered halachically 4 amos, then I don't have an obligation when indoors to wear a yarmulke. We do not say that. In many contexts, we do not say this concept, the kula besa ke arba amos chashiv, that the entire house, the entire room, is considered to be 4 amos. We don't. Having said that, says the Birkei Yosef, in this context of Kima standing up for that Talmud Chacham, because it would be recognizable once he's in the room with you, this is considered a standing that is hider, that is a standing that is specifically targeted at him in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Umemela, he says, umemela tzarech lakum mishenichnas achacham lecheder. Accordingly, maybe there's even an obligation for everyone to stand up, even though strictly speaking, you're not within his 4 amos circumference. But because the entire cheder, the entire base medrash, the entire auditorium is considered four amos, effectively, at least halachically, this halachic concept would say you are within his four amos, and then you should indeed stand up for that individual. He continues in the Sefer Kima Vihidr as follows, because it's recognizable, then you're in the same room, you're standing because of the kavod of that Talmud Chacham, that would be considered Kima Shiesh Bahidr, that is standing, that is targeted at the individual. It is a kima that has hidr, that it is doing the mitzvah, then accordingly you would be mekayim the mitzvah. So where do we stand right now? We said as follows in starting, that apparently you are negating the mitzvah if you're standing up more than four amos away, even though that Talmud Chacham is walking in the room, everyone's standing up, but the right thing to do is to wait till you're within four amos. Having said that, the rationale to be lenient brought by a number of poskim, including Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is that because everyone is standing at that same time, al tafrish min hatzibur, al tifrosh min hatzibur, don't separate yourself from the tzibur, and accordingly, because it's recognizable, everyone's standing at the same time, that you can stand as well, even though you're more than a distance for amos. And in addition to buttress that, the Birkei Yosef says, although typically we don't say the whole room is like four amos, in this context we can say it, and accordingly you should stand when he comes into the room. Having said that, the Sefer Kima V'Hidr says, but you should know that there's certainly not a chiyuv to stand up if you are not within four amos of that Talmud Chacham, even though the whole world is standing up, the room is standing up, there's not an obligation to stand up, because this is explicit, if not maybe implicit, but it is explicit in Shulchan Aruch, that he says that in Siman Reish Mem Dal, in Yerdeh Siman Reish Mem Dal, Siv Tesvav, that there is a difference between standing up when the Nasi walks in the base medrash and a Talmud Chacham that comes into the base medrash. When it comes to the Nasi, you have to stand up as soon as you can see him, even from the distance. But for our Talmud Chacham, only within four amos, which because of that distinction between the two, we see Nasi from the distance. As soon as he comes up into the room, everyone stands up. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, not everyone stands up. It's only within four amos when he gets to you. So we see here that there's no obligation to stand up. Even when the Talmud Chacham walks in the room, we would not say, Kula beis arba amos, that the whole house is like, the whole room is like arba amos, that everyone has to stand up. That is not the case. No obligation to stand up, strictly speaking. Having said that, we do have that concept of not being mashrish from the tzibur. And we could say that the entire bias is karba amos in order to be, that would be a leniency here, that you can be mekayim the mitzvah, stand up early. We could say, kula beis karba amos tami, you are not being mevatel the mitzvah. And in fact, because everyone else is standing, you would be mekayim the mitzvah as well. So I guess the bottom line is to follow suit. If everyone is standing up for that Talmud Chacham, that's the minhag ha'olam. Accordingly, one should stand up. But in other contexts, it's only when that Talmud Chacham or that elderly individual is within four amos, and not to stand up before that. Have a wonderful day.